listening to an episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast, hosted by Reese Chanson.
Full Metal Alchemist. Now, if you know the animation, the Brotherhood, the animation itself, it's a powerhouse. It's a monstrosity. It's incredible. It's amazing. Well made. Awesome. Now, Netflix have come out with this bullshit. Now, anyone knows, any film that you make out of an adaptation of an animation, film animation series is always rubbish. Now, maybe some people enjoy it, but I don't. Now, I don't know if it's because I've seen the series or the animation and I'm comparing everything frame for frame and I'm disappointed at every waking second. I don't know if that's the case. But Netflix thought it was okay, so they released this Full Metal Revenge of Scar bullshit they released. Now, obviously, I did not enjoy a single fucking second of this goddamn monstrosity of film. First of all, the things that annoyed the crap out of me. Everything, really. Everything annoyed me. The introduction of Lin. Now, apparently Netflix had already released another one of these crap, Full Metal crap life adaptation nonsense. And apparently a lot of you losers watched this rubbish, and so much that they had to make another garbage. Whatever. So, everything about the whole show is off. First and foremost, people are old and big as fuck. Now, I don't. Edward is huge. He's practically a grown man. But whatever. In the animation, he's a fucking teenager. But here, that guy is 27. I can tell you for real. Everybody is old. Mustang. Okay, Mustang is not old. He's his age. And King Bradley, not a bad comparison. They tried to do him well. But the buildings on this, there's a scene where Scar and the Elric brothers are fighting and it's raining and, well, it's not raining. They've practically made computer rain. Like, Edward's hair's not even wet, fam, and he's fighting in the rain. Mustang shows up like he does in the anime, and he tries to fight Scar, but his gloves are wet. But it's not fucking raining. His uniform is as dry as he's in a desert. This was the worst shit I've ever seen. And then, of course, the graphics on Gluttony are just a joke. The whole eye and the monster in his belly. Rubbish acting. Converting an animation into a film is a joke, a waste of money, a waste of time. 2 hours and 20 minutes, I will never get back. Completely wasted. Now, this whole garbage that they put up, I don't know. If you've never watched Full Metal Alchemist, you will probably have enjoyed this nonsense. But if you've watched the animation show, you would have hated every waking second of this prolonged nonsense. They did not do anything to enrich the story. All they did was copy it frame by frame and do a horrible job at it. Horrible job at it, friend. Atrocious. Every bloody scene. Did I talk about the rain? Yes, they couldn't even build a bloody shower, fam. A shower. And pour rain on these motherfuckers who were fighting. They had to computerize the goddamn rain. Don't get me started on shit being blown up. The flames are computerized. They couldn't even burn bloody cardboard to make decent fire, fam. But I will say the transformation thing they did on Envy was not bad. Like, its final transformation while they're in Gluttony's belly is not horrible. And the whole water being all the whole blood, rather, blood being all the way to your ankles and Glennady eating everybody. That's not horrible, but the damn show is a joke. And of course, the whole scene, the whole chair that the Elric brother's father sits on in the basement, whatever underground facility, is not badly made. So I'll give him that. And of course, King Bradley's eye, not bad, the context they did there, the context lands or not, but the tattoo, the homunculus tattoo on Gluttony's tongue is purely computerized rubbish. My god, the show is rubbish. The fighting techniques of Lin is a joke. Scar, the guy who portrayed Scar didn't do a horrible job in terms of his tone of speaking, his facial reactions or expressions. But then again, the fight scenes between him and Edward were a joke. Oh my god, this whole thing was rubbish. 2 hours of money that will never be returned. Now, I know because I watched it, Netflix is gonna make a little money off it. I don't know how they even do that, but they're gonna make money off it. And the guys who acted on are gonna be proud that, hey, we got 50 million views on this crap we made. Yes, it was rubbish. Utterly a waste of time. I'm not from Rotten Tomatoes, but I'd give it negative 20 tomatoes. And for me, I think I should come up with my own rating system. Instead of always giving it 2 out of 10 stars like I already have, I should come up with my own thing. I'll think about it. Anyway, this nonsense gets 2 out of 10 stars from me. Don't fucking watch it. It's a waste of time. That's all I have to say. So I'm out of here. God damn it. I will never get back those 2 hours.